This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Joshua chapters 13 through 17, Leroy looks at old age, how we can look forward to it, and why we should. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In a recent seminar of middle-aged people, the leader asked, "How many of you are looking forward with joy and enthusiasm to your later years of life?" Not one hand was raised. That says a lot about how most people look upon old age. In today's passage, we see a picture of Joshua that is often overlooked. He is old and well advanced in years. Although he's been a soldier from his youth, we now find him overseeing the division of the land. But was he complaining about the infirmities of old age? No. What a great testimony to his confidence and in the love and sovereignty of God. And we find his old friend, Caleb, as fit for battle as he ever was. Caleb, at age 85, was hale and hearty. The years had been good to him, but he had reasons to complain as well. After all, he had been kept out of the land of Canaan for 38 years through absolutely no fault of his own. But when he spoke of it, he simply praised God for keeping him alive through the plagues of the desert and through the perils of war. Two old men, both warriors, both men of God. For one, the fighting was over, and the other was ready to go out and take the mountain God had promised him 4 decades before. None of us know what kind of old age awaits us, but the time to begin preparing for it is now. Dick Halverson has written these words, "You're going to meet an old man someday. Down the road ahead, 10, 20, 30 years, he's waiting there for you. He may be a seasoned, soft, gracious fellow. He may be a bitter, disillusioned, cynical old buzzard. The kind of an old man you will meet depends entirely on yourself, because that old man will be you. The composite of everything you do, say, and think today and tomorrow. His mind will be set in a mold you have made by your attitudes. His heart will be turning out what you've been putting in. Every little thought, every deed goes into this old man. He is exactly what you make him. Nothing more, nothing less. It's up to you. The time to take care of that old man is right now, today, this week. Examine his motives, his attitudes, goals. Work him over while he's still in a formative condition. The day comes awfully soon when it's too late." Thank you, Dick, for that challenge, and may God give each of us an uncomplaining, thankful, courageous spirit as we walk toward our later years in daily discipleship with Him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a look at racquetball evangelism and how it could work for you. Join us on Daily Discipleship.